Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, this has been a crazy, crazy day. Let me take you back to just a few hours ago. Actually, I can go back to the morning because we had not heard from the president in reaction about Elon's, you know, tweet from a couple of days ago about the big, beautiful bill being an abomination. We knew that he did the interview on CBS Sunday Morning, the audio leak, but we also know, like, a couple of weeks ago, he was saying nice things about President Trump. And then he broke bad just a little bit on the CBS Sunday Morning show. But then he went crazy a couple of days ago, said, this is terrible. If you voted for this, it's, it was pretty harsh, right? So you knew that there were issues there. We had not heard from the president specifically outside of maybe on Truth Social, but today they had some availability.
He never had a problem until right after he left. And if you saw the statements he made about me, which I'm sure you can get very easily, it's very fresh on tape. He said the most beautiful things about me. And he hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next.
Well, that was next, but here's what he also said about Elon.
I'd rather have him criticize me than the bill, because the bill is incredible. I'm very disappointed because Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here, better than you people. He knew everything about it. He had no problem with it. All of a sudden, he had a problem. And he only developed the problem when he found out that we're going to have to cut the EV mandate, because that's billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah, so let me focus on that a little bit, because that's what kind of got this war accelerated this afternoon.
Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate, and you know, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. And, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles, and they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy. And, you know, Elon knew this from the beginning. Look, Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore.
Well, I'm gonna handicap that one. I'm going to say no. He does not, because then Trump goes on Truth Social and he says this, Elon, along the lines of what you just heard, Elon was wearing thin. He puts that in quotes. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars, blah, blah, blah. You just kind of heard what he said. And then the other part of this, and forgive me because I have to open up the tweets because there's so many of them. He says the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised that Biden didn't do it. So he did that earlier this afternoon. Somebody chimes in and says this would both end the International Space Station and simultaneously provide no way to safely deorbit it. So Elon then responds to that and says, this just gets better and better with the smiley face and laughing emojis. Go ahead, make my day. And then it gets even more weird. He says, "Time." This is Elon Musk on his platform X. Time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not made it public. Have a nice day, DJT. Now, we kind of knew that there was, you know, association. They have video of Trump when he was in the 80s, I think, with Jeffrey Epstein, right? But then you have several other things where President Trump says, as I indicated, the easiest way is to save billions and billions of dollars to terminate the contracts. Elon tweets, in light of the president's statement about cancellation of my government contracts, SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft immediately. And it just keeps getting uglier and uglier and uglier. Now, if I go to the top of the feed here, he has not tweeted in a little bit of time. The last tweet was just kind of like the emoji where it indicates you're kind of uncomfortable. And he's putting up a retweet of something from 1992 when Trump was partying with Jeffrey Epstein. And that tweet said, just going to leave this here. So I think a lot of this is nuts right now. I don't know where it's going to take us. David Strom from HotAir.com was already scheduled to be on the panel. And I think you would admit there's going to be a lot of new columns that are going to have to be written about all this stuff. David, how are you this afternoon?
I had no idea any of this was going on.
Did you miss all of it?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. You had me there for a second. I didn't know because, look, I'll be honest with you. I'm watching the St. Louis Cardinals. We got a doubleheader today. I'm getting ready for the show. The previous show, Annie Fry's show, is wrapping up. I'm with the producers, and I'm watching the Cardinals game. I didn't have Fox on or anything else. And then a friend of mine alerts me to this. I didn't even think it was real at first. Well, it's very, very real, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And I live on X. So every time someone asks me, well, have you heard of this? And it's like, yeah, that's so 10 minutes ago. No, it is bizarre. It's, you know, at some level, it's kind of dispiriting, even though it was a little bit predictable because you're talking about two men with astronomically sized egos. And, you know, I look at this and I see two men who are both very, very right and behaving very, very badly, because Trump is right that he's got to pass the big, beautiful bill because we live in the real world. And Elon Musk is right in that the debt is an existential threat and nobody in Washington is willing to deal with it.
And by the way, thank you for saying that, because I said that the other day. I said two things can be true at the same time, and you just highlighted both of those things very well, David, and you're right about that, in my opinion.
Oh, well, thank you. I often am. But and I never point out when I'm wrong. So, this is the problem, is that they are both right and they're both wrong in this. And what's so dispiriting is that they really had a great partnership going, and it has degenerated into what amounts to a high school fight. And then you've got Steve Bannon out there, you know, tossing bombs out.
Let me highlight that, because Bannon's out there after some people online are joking, you know, Trump's going to just deport Elon. Bannon's actually calling for the deportation of Elon Musk. So that's one of the crazy aspects of this.
Yeah, and, you know, Bannon is he's another guy who you look at and you say he's simultaneously brilliant. I've seen Steve Bannon speak on multiple issues, and he blows me away with how intelligent he is. And he also blows me away with how out there his solutions to a lot of these problems are. I mean, you know, it would be a horrible thing to deport Elon Musk, just as it would be a horrible thing to cancel all the contracts with Musk. And ironically enough, I don't think it would hurt Elon Musk at all. I mean, you know, he's got products that the whole world wants to have. It would hurt the United States far more than it would hurt Elon Musk. I mean, he is uniquely positioned to, you know, basically move humanity forward. It's just that he is not grounded in how American politics works. He's an engineer, not a politician.
So from the political side, because you've been on the inside of campaigns and worked in politics for a long time, one of the things I said to Sue and Fred, and I don't think I said this on the air, is can you even imagine the meetings that are going on Capitol Hill right now about this on both sides? Because let's face it, even before this happened, you had Chuck Schumer and the Democrats saying, oh, we side with Elon Musk. Now they have more ammunition. They're going to use those tweets to go against the big, beautiful bill. The Republicans have to scramble a little bit now because he's being very specific out there on the X for the problems that he says he has with this. And I get it because you get it, too. There are crazy levels of spending, crazy levels of spending and interest, even the interest on the debt. So all of that, Rand Paul, I give him credit. Ron Johnson, I give him credit for taking a stand on this stuff. But the reality is, and you probably know this, the Wall Street Journal editorialized about this today. If they don't pass this thing, it is literally a $4.5 trillion tax increase on the American people.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the unfair things, and I don't tend to complain about unfair things in politics because everything, you know, it's all fair in love and war, and politics is war. But, you know, almost all the increase in the deficit that people are talking about boils down to, well, you know, canceling tax increases. Taxes are going to go up unless they pass this bill. And, you know, I don't think they're, you know, I don't even think the Democrats, if they were in control, would let the tax increases happen. So it's kind of a fake issue.
Yeah, they didn't talk about it during the campaign, and the media didn't highlight the fact that if she would have won, that if they didn't do anything, everyone's taxes, it would have been very curious to see how they would have handled this, because that wouldn't have been something that they would have wanted to take into the midterm, saying, okay, all that money that you got back in 2017, we're going to take it away and confiscate it again.
Yeah, no, I mean, Democrats love tax increases, but they don't like tax increases en masse. They like to do little bites at a time so that nobody will notice it. And this would be trillions. I mean, many trillions of dollars in tax increases. And, you know, they say it's all for the, you know, the tax cuts for the rich, but that's not true at all.
No.
So, you know, I complain about, you know, the fact that they're not dealing with the budget deficit, but, you know, you've got to balance out balancing the budget on the one hand, which is very important, and ensuring economic prosperity and growth. And if you have massive tax increases, it's not going to help the budget. It's actually going to make it worse because it's going to slow down the American economy. And so you've got to find actual budget cuts, not tax increases, to make this happen.
By the way, one of the things that Elon tweeted out, and this, you know, this thing is getting nasty and it's likelier to get nastier, is that he says, apparently he's not bored with the tariffs, he said the tariffs will cause a recession later this year. That was one of his predictions on the X today.
Yeah, and the problem with this, I've called the tariffs sort of Schrodinger's tariffs. You know, you can't tell whether they're dead or alive because Trump has, you know, simultaneously talked about how tariffs are wonderful, but he's also using them actually to reduce tariffs around the world. And so is he really trying to build a fortress America? Or is he trying to renegotiate things so that people pay a little bit for access to the American markets and tariffs against America go down? And, you know, so Elon is not wrong in saying that if we have massive tariff increases, it's going to hurt the economy. But he may be wrong, and I think he actually is wrong, in believing that Trump's ultimate goal is just to slap 30, 40, 50, 100% tariffs on everybody else. You know, it's pretty clear he's renegotiating, tariff contracts with everybody. So, you know, it's criticizing a negotiating position rather than where we're going to actually wind up.
Exactly. David Strom from hotair.com is with us. I know that you wrote about this today. Let me play a little audio that I think you might have even had embedded in your story on KJP. This is my friend Scott Jennings on CNN.
I have a different view. I'd like to congratulate Democrats for ridding yourselves of this untalented mediocrity. I mean, this is the most self-aggrandizing liar that has ever held this job. The White House press secretary is a sacred position, and she stood up there for years and lied through her teeth to the American people.
My friend,
and
she's not the first.
She is the literal worst White House press secretary in my lifetime.
So that's, I think, Dana Bash with him there. But, you know, one of the things that I said a few weeks ago when all this stuff was coming out about the Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson book, and I even asked this to the audience. I don't know if I took calls. I was thinking about it. Who is the one person who is completely getting off the hook and nobody is talking to her? And she, you even said, the way that you wrote it was brilliant. You said she disappeared into the witness protection program or something similar on January 20th, 2025, and hasn't been seen since. Well, now she unloads, and she's going to say she's leaving the Democrat Party, and she's writing a tell-all book. But it also seems, by the new news release, she's not going to break bad against Biden, right? She's going to blast the Democrats and the rest of the party.
So I think this is absolutely hilarious. And this could actually, Karine Jean-Pierre may create the ultimate rapprochement between Democrats and Republicans. We can all agree that she is a moron. We all hate her. We all want her to go away. She's an idiot. And so, I, you know, it's just hilarious to me. The Democrats, you know, kept quiet about her for all this time. I mean, she barely appears in any of the tell-all books. You know, she's such a non-entity, and she pops her head out like, you know, a groundhog on Groundhog Day, and everybody starts shooting at her. It's hilarious. It's glorious to watch.
My fear is that, you know, that she'll probably be the one. You know, if you look at the numbers from the Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson book, they're not that impressive, mainly because I think, you know, they got out there and they were talking about it. A lot of people are like, yeah, we know that. If you go hard against Trump, that seems to work, because a lot of people, whether you're on the left and you hate Trump, or if you're on the right and you used to like, you know, Republicans, but you don't like Trump, that seems to be where the money is. So I don't exactly know what the strategy is for KJP, but she'll certainly get adoration from the left wing media. I don't think that's something that we should question at this point, right?
Yeah, but the funny thing is that she's in a horrible long-term position, because, I mean, she was hated in the White House when she was there. I mean, everyone knew she was a moron. Everyone knew that she was a liability. Anita Dunn, who was the power behind the scenes in the communications shop, desperately tried to get rid of her, and KJP was there hanging on.
Why do you think that happened? Because I predicted when she first took over that gig from Jen Psaki, I thought she's going to last like 6 months because she was such an idiot. But she was an African-American lesbian, right? And I don't know if that had something to do with it, or because Biden was drooling on himself and wasn't paying attention. She lasted a lot longer than anyone ever thought.
Oh, absolutely. And whatever else you think about John Kirby, the guy is really good being a liar.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kirby was pretty good, right? And he was likable.
Yes, he was very likable. He's smart. And, you know, he was a great propagandist. And every once in a while, you actually looked at him and said, you know, there's a soul behind those eyes. Whereas KJP couldn't, you know, literally she couldn't talk out of a paper bag without a three ring binder.
Well, I had some great audio. If you hear Peter Ducey today when he said, I had a dream that, you know, this all kind of came to me and that, you know, this happened. It's probably going to be one of my audio cuts of the day, but complete your thought there. I'm sorry, David.
Oh, well, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but they tried to bribe her with a seven-figure salary a year as president of Emily's List.
Wow.
So she'd have access to the donors. She'd be very prominent. You know, other people could do her job behind her back, and so she'd just be a figurehead. And she was just desperate to hang on to her position in the Biden administration. And they could not, you know, she was super glued there. And it, because of DEI, they couldn't get rid of her. Any normal person would have just been fired.
They would have been tanked a long time ago. David Strom, who is associate editor at Hot Air. But I also noticed that there were some additions to your title. And you're on Newsmax recently. We have to add genius, stud, raconteur, right? Is that's the official title at this? I want to make sure I get it right, David Strom, right? Hey, thanks for coming on here this afternoon. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, let me piggyback on our conversation about KJP because I have so much audio, and with all this blowing up with Elon and with President Trump, there's not really any audio that pairs with that because it's all taking place on Truth Social and also on the X, formerly Twitter, that Elon owns. But the KJP stuff deserves attention, and let's at least remember what she used to say.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
He's the president of the United States. You know, I can't even keep up with him.
Is there a real alarm happening behind the scenes that the president is simply too old to stake around for 4 years?
No, there's no alarm happening behind the scenes.
Is anyone in the White House hiding information about the president's health or his ability to do the job day to day?
Absolutely not.
All right, so she lied constantly. We know that. But it's interesting who has broken bad on her. Charlemagne the God.
Nobody wants to hear from anyone who got up there and lied for the Biden administration. It's like a lot of these folks are having to come to Jesus moment way too late based off the condition that President Joe Biden was in. And she was somebody that was around him all the time. I feel like it was their duty to tell the American people what was going on. They were the ones that were up close and personal with him all the time. And they all were in on the conspiracy to hide his physical and mental condition from America.
So Stephen A. Smith's getting a lot of attention, you know, outside of the sports world. And here's what he said about KJP.
You are not the White House press secretary when you showed up on ABC's The View a couple of months ago. You were talking major stuff then. You were not the White House press secretary. You were an American citizen who was not working in the White House. What the hell you going on the show for then? Bloviating about Joe Biden and how
He was alert, and he was spry, and he was a great commander-in-chief, and he was sharp and all of this stuff. I don't have a clip in front of me because I just saw the story. You're lucky I don't have time to pull it up. But I'm fully aware of the fact that you were not the White House press secretary when you were on The View spewing the same stuff you had spewed when you were the White House press secretary.
That's actually a really interesting point that's, and you know, now that I've been reminded of that, that's really the only time that she emerged. And then when all of the hoopla started with the books that came out, mainly the Jake Tapper, Alex Thompson book, she just was not there. And that's why I asked myself, and I even said that on the air a couple of weeks ago, man, she is getting off the hook easy. Well, she's not getting off the hook easy now.
So what the book's going to tell us? The book's going to tell us more about the Democrats? Is the book going to be an extension of Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson's book, Original Sin? Yet another Democrat coming out and telling us about stuff that a whole bunch of stuff on the right was telling us, but y'all swore we shouldn't listen to while y'all were engaging in cancel culture, while y'all were engaging in excoriating anybody that called the Democratic Party out for what the hell was going on? That's what we supposed to do now? That's what we supposed to do?
Yeah.
We're supposed to listen to you now.
See, so you think my blood pressure gets high when I start shouting about something here on this show? But he's absolutely right about that. Now, what's interesting is, and I kind of, you know, highlighted this a little earlier in the show, if you look at the news release from the publisher, it appears as if she's not going to break bad as much on Biden, but on the Democrats, because, of course, she came out yesterday and she said, well, I'm an independent now, I'm breaking away from the Democratic Party. But in the news release for... And I don't know how this matches up with the reality of what we now know from the other books and, you know, what we kind of all saw. You don't need a book to, you know, be in a position that most of us were at. But how does that actually, you know, work in coordination if she's going to attack at this point in time the Democrats for throwing her boss under the bus? So I guess that's the mystery of the book, and that's why she's going to try to sell books and people are going to want to know. But stay tuned for that. We have Neil Gelman from the Gelman Team, an update on the real estate market coming up next. Audio cut of the day after that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So I wanted to share some of that KJP stuff with Peter Doocy, et cetera, because it paired well with what David Schramm was talking about. But there's two pieces of audio. I haven't even heard them this afternoon. Fred and Ethan put them in. One is from George Clooney and Anderson Cooper, and it's just, you know, hyperventilating about Trump. And the other is from Jim Acosta, the former CNN anchor. So that probably will be featured in Audio Cut of the Day in just a little more than 10 minutes here. A reminder that we're going to talk about all of this. And if you're not caught up on what happened today on the X, formerly Twitter, and on Truth Social with President Trump and Elon Musk getting real nasty, Elon really getting nasty, talking about how Trump is featured in the Epstein files and how that is why they have not come out. It got just fast and furious and really, really interesting. I said pop the popcorn at the beginning of the show. There was only a couple of tweets, and I can always check this in real time here in a second. There weren't that many tweets in the last 3 hours. He was very active earlier. Trump has a news conference with the German chancellor. The questions come up about the big, beautiful bill. He talks about Elon, saying he's disappointed in Elon. Then he puts something on Truth Social, and Elon went absolutely nuts. We will talk about it tomorrow during the Reardon Roundtable. On the panel tomorrow, it's Jane Duker, former state senator Jeff Smith, and the mayor of Eureka, Sean Flower. I mentioned one of the things that we will talk about tomorrow is the special session and Governor Mike Kehoe and how he's kind of managing that. He's going to be on with Mark Cox tomorrow. Look, just a small example of it. They're trying to jockey for tax incentives to keep the Royals in Missouri for stadium upgrades. Same thing with the Chiefs. So there are senators here in the St. Louis area that want tornado relief. The original number for relief was $25 million. They said, well, we want more than that. They landed on a number. This is not final, by the way. I think they have to kick it back and forth. The process is still unfolding. But the number that I last saw was $100 million. So it went from $25 million to $100 million very, very quickly. We'll talk about it during the roundtable tomorrow. We have a non-Sue Sue's News because Sue is out tomorrow. I think Ethan's going to handle that. And my friend Tim Summer on some music stuff in the 5 o'clock hour. Right now, let's talk about the real estate market here in St. Louis. We have not touched base with one of the Gelman team members, Mark or Neil, in a while. In fact, I think I had him set up a couple of weeks ago and I was out sick. Neil Gelman is here with us. How are you, Neil Gelman?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you? You know, I was talking about this. I referred to this story the other day, and every once in a while, you know, when I started doing some sponsorships for you, I would mention this because it was a fateful day. This goes back 15, 16 years ago when I took maybe 13 or 14 years ago. I took an ill-fated bike ride from South City in the spring. It was in May. I get 25 miles away, you know, up on the river trail. I get a flat tire. I'm not prepared to change the flat tire. You, Neil Gelman, roll up on me. You change the flat. Then you drag my, you know, very tired ass all the way back to the arch. I don't even know if you remember a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember it well. That's how we met.
That is how we met. And then you said, hey, I ride with these guys out in, you know, in St. Charles County and in St. Louis County. And that's kind of how we met. And we started doing rides together. And then I gave up the bike, unfortunately, about 10 years ago.
The good old days.
Yeah, it was the good old days. But that was a very unique moment because I could have been there. And my next move was to call my wife and say, hey, come pick me up. And luckily, you salvaged that. But let's talk about real estate and where we are right now. We're coming off the spring into the summer. You know, it's still a supply and demand issue. Give me the overall assessment before we get to some specifics here, Neil.
It's really, really interesting market. So just on a very high level, Mark, number one, sales volume is up because average prices are up. Unit volume is down, and average days on market are accumulating. And one of the reasons average days on market's accumulating, we hear a lot about that, even though inventory is low, is that buyers have become pickier than they've ever become. And as a result, unless your house is prepared properly, priced properly, and in the area with no wild cards that people want to be in, your house is sitting.
Yeah.
And people are taking price adjustments for the first time.
Because what that kind of tells me is, you know, just in the real world, if you're going to pay a premium price and you know that the numbers are a little out there, you want to move into a home where you don't have to do another $30,000, $40,000 worth of work, right?
Correct. And I mean, the other thing is, I mean, interest rates, Mark, are sitting high sixes, low sevens, depending on credit. We don't see that changing anytime soon. So if you're now paying a higher interest rate than you were a couple years ago, you are going to be pickier than you've ever been.
When you say the unit volume is down, define that a little bit more for me.
So unit volume, meaning if you look at the peak volume, for example, in St. Louis County, in 2021 and 22 peak active listings, we had around 1,100 to 1,200. At the same time now, we're sitting around 800. Yet sales volume is up because average price point is higher now. Prices have gone up significantly. To give you an idea, so if you look at the average, and again, keep in mind that we're taking all price points, but if you look at 2020, the average or the median sale price was $217,000. That same now in 2025 is $265,000. So you're looking at a significant percent increase in prices. But yet volume is the volume unit volume's down, sales volume is up.
So
does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Let me ask about the spring and into the summer here, because typically we've had a few people in our neighborhood that have bought homes in the last year. You know my neighborhood because you helped me buy my home. But it was interesting because there wasn't a lot of turnover. Some of it had to do, you know, with the kids being in school, then they go to college, mom and dad decide to downsize or whatever. But we've had several people that have moved in the last, I would say, 8 to 9 months. But in the spring, people make decisions sometimes because of that school issue. So is this a more active time right now as we get into June and maybe July than we had earlier in the year? Or is it kind of just stable compared to everything else?
Here's what's real interesting. So if you go back prior to COVID, Mark, you had June, July, and August were traditionally very slow months. Okay, people were on vacation going back to school. Prior to COVID also, we did not have the inventory problem that we have now. So to answer your question, is the spring market, in my opinion, really has over the last couple of years, because of the weakness in inventory, has continued through the summer, meaning that people are active throughout the summer trying to, you know, people that normally would, you know, kind of put their buying on hold in May are now still actively buying, trying to find that property before school starts, meaning that there's really not a lull in the summer
that
market
sense.
That we normally have seen prior to COVID.
So we've been talking about the inventory issue for a while, right? And now you have the interest rates. You refer to the interest rate. Look, the inventory issue is not going to resolve itself, and it's not going to resolve itself until interest rates somehow magically drop back down to 4%, and that simply is not going to happen. So where does that leave us right now?
Well, I mean, it leaves us right now. I mean, you know, it is still a seller's market with regard to the number of properties available. But buyers, we're seeing that buyers have more say now on their purchase, meaning that they're seeing on certain properties, they're seeing an opportunity to purchase under asking price. Mm-hmm. They're now seeing the opportunity to negotiate building inspections, et cetera, that didn't exist a year or two ago.
Yeah, that's interesting. So there are dynamics that are shifting right now that relate to the inventory issue and the interest rates. So that, fascinating.
There are. So even though you have that super low inventory, it's not the true seller's market that it was a year or two ago.
All right. Well, thanks for the update this afternoon. It's good to catch up with you. How's the golf game?
Absolutely. We got to hit the links soon.
Yeah. How is your son doing with his game? Outstanding golfer.
He is doing well. He's still sitting about a +2.
Unbelievable. That's where you are, right?
Yeah.
+3 or +4. Thanks, Neil Gelman.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you. Take care. That's Neil Gelman from the Gelman team of eXp Realty. You can always find out more, of course, on their website, thegelmanteam.com. We have audio cut of the day, and we'll catch up from the crazy events on the ex-formerly Twitter coming up here. I've been a radio host for my entire career, Sue, and I think that and I love live radio, right? We've done live radio. Yeah. You've done it for decades. I think today is an excellent example of where live radio really is great, because if you recorded a podcast at even 2 o'clock this afternoon, it got blown up very quickly with this argument between President Trump and Elon Musk. Now, you know, you heard Mark Cox say that the governor's on tomorrow. This whole stadium bill was approved on a very narrow vote, 19 to 13. There are incentives for the Royals and the Chiefs. There's $100 million for tornado relief. But here's some, you know, interesting math here. The Republicans who voted against the bill, Ben Brown from Washington, our friend Mary Elizabeth Coleman, Travis Fitzwater, David Gregory, who's one of the new senators in Chesterfield. That was a hot race last fall. Mike Henderson from Deloge, Mike Moon from Ash Grove, Joe Nicola from Kansas City, Adam Schneltling from St. Charles, Nick Schroer from Defiance, and Curtis Trent from Springfield. There were several who did not vote. They were excused from voting. But look, Mike Kehoe gets this over the line. What's interesting is you have someone like Tracy McCreery, who is one of the Democrats who voted against this, saying, you know, some of this stuff is kind of nuts because you're giving handouts to billionaires. I think a lot of people on the right have questions about that. And clearly some of the people that are on the right voted against this bill. I don't know if all the particulars are worked out. This is all in the special session. They still have to finalize things. I'll be very curious to hear what Governor Kehoe says tomorrow morning. Yeah. But here's something on the tornado relief. So Mike Moon, who is a Republican, kind of one of the crazy Republicans out there, he said this about the tornado relief. And I would disagree with him. Now, the numbers you can put into question. He said that, I don't think this is the proper function of government. He said the owners of the team should take responsibility for building their own stadiums. I believe that. But he also said that the owners of the homes that got knocked out by the tornado should basically be responsible for all that, too. I do think that when government steps in a time where it's really needed, that's not a bad thing. Now, $25 million to $100 million, where's all that money specifically going? How is it going to be distributed? How can you even begin to keep track of it, right? When the COVID funds came out 4 years ago, we all knew at the time there's going to be a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. And guess what? There was a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse, and they still don't know the extent of it. We have stories nearly every day, maybe a slight exaggeration, but clearly every few weeks there are things that come out related to that money and how it's being misused.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, I don't often do this because I'm usually the one who picks the audio cut of the day, and I know exactly what I'm going to play, but there are a couple of things that were loaded into the folder a little late here this afternoon. One is from Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta used to be one of the flamethrowers on CNN, and he was one of the guys that would be in the press room ignoring the actual facts of Biden not being able to be cognizant, right? To some of the others' credit, even Caitlin Collins this week has asked some pretty good questions, but Acosta was one of those guys that was real easy to hate. So they fired him at CNN, and there's new ratings on CNN right now that are just awful. I mean awful. God bless Scott Jennings for going on that show every night, but not a lot of people are seeing him because the numbers are terrible. Fox is smoking them. But apparently, Acosta's out at this resistance-like concert or event, like a Woodstock resistance event.
Pull out the phone, turn the light on.
Us too.
No, you guys too. It may feel like we are surrounded in darkness. This is not a country that is being plunged into darkness. This is a country that can find its way back to the light. Keep watching us in independent media. We're going to give you the truth.
Yeah, he's going to give you the truth. That's my favorite part. Uh-huh. That guy is going to give you the truth, the guy that ignored the truth for many, many years. Now, I'm all for reporters who want to give you the truth on both sides, and they want to ask tough questions of both sides. We don't have enough of that. Here's another one. George Clooney on with Anderson Cooper. This is the guy, if we're being honest here, this may be the guy that really was the impetus for getting Biden out of the race. Remember, the debate takes place last June. We're all dumbfounded by how awful President Biden was. Clooney writes the op-ed. Now he says this to Anderson Cooper.
Do you worry about, personally being targeted by the administration?
Sure, everybody worries about it. But, you know, if you spend your life worrying about things, then you won't do things.
Do you think Trumpism lasts beyond this term?
Don't think so. They're going to have to go looking for someone who can deliver the message that he delivered with the same kind of charisma, and they don't have that.
So if you're not up to speed on everything that happened today, and there's no way in about the minute 30 that I have left that I can get you caught up. Things got crazy on X today with Elon Musk. It started with President Trump saying something about, you know, what the relationship was with Elon, and then it just exploded, right? But one of the things, and I don't even think I've highlighted this enough, one of the things that Elon retweeted, it wasn't him saying this, but somebody said President Trump should be impeached and J.D. Vance should be the president. And Elon retweeted that with his seal of approval. That's how nuts today has been. Yeah. We'll talk about it all tomorrow during the Reardon Roundtable at 3. The mayor of Eureka, Sean Flower, will be here. Former state senator Jeff Smith. Jane Duker on the panel tomorrow. It should be a great one. We have no Sue's news. We have Ethan's news because
Ethan's
Sue, you're out.
News.
So Sue, we'll see you on Monday.
You got it.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.